time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hello, Fred.
Every week, Bruce is here at the PT Piano, and he takes a familiar tune, could be a children's song or a folk song, something from pop music, or even a familiar melody from the world of classical music, and he rewrites that familiar tune in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess two things, the hidden tune and the name of the composer Bruce is imitating. Dan Freiberg is on the line from Golden Valley, Minnesota. Dan, welcome.
Hi, how are you, Fred?
I'm doing great, thank you. Golden Valley, what a beautiful name. Where is Golden Valley?
It's an adjacent suburb to Minneapolis, just west of Minneapolis.
Uh-huh. And Dan, do you have a musical background?
Well, I'm an amateur chamber musician. I play viola in a number of string quartets and also in a piano quartet in which my son is the pianist. Mozart G minor. Yes.
Dan, now there are professional violists out there, professional viola players. Why would you choose to play viola when you don't have to?
Well, I probably should say that the viola parts are usually easier than the violin parts, but I won't say that. But I like the middle voices in quartets.
Yeah, the warm, rich, chocolatey tone of the viola. Nothing else like it.
I agree.
Well, Dan, I think you know what you've gotten yourself into here.
Yes.
Bruce will play his piano puzzler. Your job will be to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Are you all set?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Dan Freiberg, here's your piano puzzler, played by Bruce Adolph. Rather haunting piano puzzler this week.
Yes, I don't have a clue. It sounds like it might be French.
Yes, it is French.
So maybe Debussy?
Yes, how could you say you don't have a clue and then say it's French and Debussy? It is Debussy.
Claude Debussy, in the style of Claude Debussy. I mean,
you meant to say you didn't have a clue.
Dan, those were the first words out of your mouth. You knew instantly.
Educated guess. Yeah.
So, Bruce, what are the Debussy-isms that you threw in?
Well, first of all, it's actually based very closely on Debussy's second piano prelude called Voile. And the opening, aside from the fact that it's actually based on a tune that I won't say, is all parallel major thirds. And by parallel, I mean, obviously, as a violist, you know what parallel is in music.
Oh, of course.
But for the
non-violist.
Non-violist listening, right, exactly. It simply means that if you have an interval, that it stays in position. So these are all major thirds. Or
right.
All fifths would be like... And that's very common in Debussy to have parallel intervals.
And he was breaking a rule by doing that. I mean, composers were not supposed to do that.
Well... in a way, that's right. It's not so much that he was breaking a rule as he was writing without rules.
Uh-huh.
It's slightly different.
Uh-huh.
In other words, he wasn't writing with theoretical underpinning. He was writing just by ear and with his own sense of what makes sense.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we know the composer. It's in the style of Claude Debussy. Now, what about that hidden tune?
I really don't have a clue about that. Could I hear?
Well, you said that about Debussy.
That's right.
I don't believe you.
The code word, now we know, you're saying you know the tune, but you're not going to tell us.
No, I really don't.
Okay, well, let's start it again.
Okay.
really over by now. This is actually the end of Voile by Debussy.
I'm not coming up with it.
Dan, I'm hearing echoes of something that maybe I'm used to hearing a jazz band play.
Oh, you must be right.
Like a big band?
Oh, God. Can you play that? Yeah, I know the tune, but I'm not coming up with the name. I'm being dense at the moment.
No, it's one. I mean, either you know it or you don't, so it's okay. It sounds to me like Caravan.
It is Caravan. Ah, that's the name of it.
Well, I'll never forget that.
Well, if you ever run into a tune by Duke Ellington mixed with Voile again, you'll know.
Dan, the Piano Puzzler is really about recognizing the style of a composer, and you got that in half a second. The Duke Ellington tune Caravan in the style of Claude Debussy, the great French impressionist composer.
And mixed with his Voile, which is Prelude number 2.
Yes. Well, Dan, for playing our Piano Puzzler this week, we'll send you a recording of a classic Piano Puzzler and an autographed copy of the music to that Piano Puzzler signed by Bruce Adolph himself.
Wonderful. Yeah.
And if you would come up with a string quartet arrangement of that and send it back to us, we'd appreciate that.
I think this could be played on solo viola, don't you?
Dan, thank you so much for playing this week.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
Dan, what's your public radio station?
KSJN, Minnesota Public Radio.
Dan Freiberg from Golden Valley, Minnesota. Thanks for playing.
Thank you very much.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.
American Public Media.